This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. Happy Friday. Wow, I got through the whole hour of a COVID-free hour without the buzzer. So happy I made it through, Todd. We didn't slip up anywhere. Everybody was up for a COVID-free hour. We did that. All set. Love it. Thank you for that. A lot of good comments, and I didn't even get to a lot of the texts. Here's a classic email for you. Minnesota is going to open up in the month of Neverary. Neverary. Spelled N-E-V-E-R-U-A-R-Y. Neverary. Yeah. So there you go, folks. A little prediction from one of our fine listeners. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. We do this every Friday with Senator Kevin Cramer. Your questions, your comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number locally at 271-1100. The studios of AM 1100 The Flag, or 258-0550 for Todd the Radio God Mitchell, 550 K-Fire, legendary voice of the Northern Plains. And we appreciate you listening. Senator Cramer is here. Happy Friday, Senator. Welcome back.
Is it Friday?
It is.
I suppose it is. That's why I'm on your show.
It is, yeah. I don't know, but nothing's normal right now, so Fridays don't feel like Friday. You're right.
Yeah. Not only that, but, you know, you're exactly right. Nothing's normal. Fridays feel like Mondays and Sundays and Saturdays. But my whole radio thing, you know, has gotten messed up the last couple of weeks, except we've been pretty good. Fridays seem to be the one thing that one time when we're pretty much able to stay consistent more than anything, any of my other schedules, I can tell you. So I'm just glad to know I actually know what day it is anymore.
You were part of the briefing last night with Governor Burgum talking about some different programs that are out there now, and it seems like you feel like there's a pretty good handle on the programs that exist and the folks that fell through the cracks and addressing them, or is there still work to be done? What's your take?
First of all, let me start with the last one. There's still work to be done. However, that said, to me, it's kind of remarkable that things have gone as well as they've gone, considering how much money we've thrown out and how quickly, first of all, the legislation got drafted up and brought through the process and passed, and then how quickly the agencies have been able to process it and then implement it. They've done well, and so I want to make sure that I keep it positive, because not just by government standards, but by any standards, it's kind of remarkable how much has been done. That said, there still needs to be work done. I mean, I'm not sure, for example, Scotty, with the Paycheck Protection Program, you know, every time there's a reaction to what appears to have been either a mistake or an abuse or, you know, a miscalculation of some sort, that reaction creates, of course, another reaction. You know, just as an example, when the second tranche got fired up, the SBA system got overwhelmed because, of course, a lot of smart bankers and lenders of all types and a lot of smart borrowers, you know, got their applications in, got in the queue, and suddenly there were single institutions with, you know, 5 to 15,000 applications ready to just go the minute the switch is on. And in a perfect world, the SBA would have a very sophisticated cloud-based system, which they do not. They have a more of a clunky system, but it's still not exactly 1970s. And so the system got a little bit overwhelmed, and in response to that, they quickly, you know, started pacing it themselves. By themselves, I mean the SBA, by, you know, giving certain hours of the day to certain types of lending, bundling for some of the larger lenders, you know, 5,000 applications at a time, which implied to some people that they got the head of the line. They didn't. It's just that it allowed the applications to get in the system, not necessarily in the chronological queue. So every time something happens, the reaction is good mostly, but it create some sort of another reaction. The other, by the way, the other interesting outcome, I think, from the second tranche, this second $310 billion of paycheck protection, has been that it's gone a little bit slower. Now, that shouldn't be a surprise, again, considering the backlog right at the beginning that created this pacing system or pacing program. But also the fact that in the first round, so much was done so quickly, a lot of the money went out fast. And just as an example for North Dakota, 79% of the eligible payroll was covered in North Dakota in the first round of paycheck protection. And so we can find lots of problems, lots of anecdotal, you know, bad stories. By and large, the system has worked pretty well. So a little bit of a mixed bag. Scotty, you know, yesterday, as you know, you mentioned my attending the governor's briefing. One of the reasons for that was to give an update on the Federal Reserve Board's expanding the scope and eligibility for the Main Street Lending Program. They came up with a third program, or another program expanded from the previous Main Street programs, and remembering that is one of the what you often hear referred to as a 13-3 program. 13-3 is that section of the code that allows for the Federal Reserve to come up with these emergency lending programs. And that's where some of the Treasury appropriations are put into the Federal Reserve to leverage other Federal Reserve lending programs. Okay, so the Main Street Lending Program is the one that's aimed at more mid-size companies, whereas Paycheck Protection was small companies, smaller than 500 employees, and of course in North Dakota, well, across the country, most of them are far smaller than 500, but across North Dakota, the average loan was only $140,000, and the average size of business, the vast majority went to businesses of 10 people or less, just to, again, give some perspective. But for our oil and gas producers who have, you know, a lot of leverage, they have a lot of debt, and now, of course, are being shut down, finding some sort of lending tool that provides a bridge for them was really important. And I worked very closely and regularly with in fact, just this week alone, a phone call with the Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell, phone call, of course, with Secretary Bruyer, who attended or participated with me in a webinar with the North Dakota Petroleum Council, where he first pre-announced sort of what they were working on, and then a couple days later it came out in the form of this expanded paycheck, or I'm sorry, Main Street Lending Program. And then, of course, with Secretary Mnuchin, who all of whom sort of tipped their hat to what might be coming. But even this is a we like to say step in the right direction, but it's not a silver bullet. But it does cast a wider net for some of these dollars for more smaller, mid-sized smaller to mid-sized companies that are common in the Bakken that have a lot of leverage, and need probably some financing help to make sure that they can come off the bridge on the other end of this valley.
But unless you have a team of CPAs, some of the stuff is going to be hard to maneuver. Which one's for me? Do I qualify? Do I not? What do you suggest to people? I mean, are the banks now pretty good about knowing all the programs that are out there, federal and local, state?
Okay. Yeah, great question, Scott. North Dakota is especially blessed. Again, I know people maybe get tired of the cheerleading, but it's just the reality. I mean, North Dakota, with the Paycheck Protection Program, North Dakota's banks and credit unions and other institutions rank first in the per capita number of loans and second in the percentage of eligibility. So we do great. Part of that is because we have really smart community banks and other institutions. Part of it's because we were able to get ahead of the curve, and I was able to do a couple of webinars prior to the bill actually being passed, which allowed our banks to get good information early. Part of it's because we have good federal employees here in North Dakota, particularly Al Hout over at SBA has been just great at staying connected. But all of that's part of that North Dakota culture, even, that goes back to having a state bank and the Bank of North Dakota that provides a lot of leadership and has a lot of experience dealing with federal programs, and they're sort of a go-to expert in a lot of these things. A lot of it's because the associations are so good. The Credit Union Association, Bank North Dakota Bankers, Independent Community Bankers of North Dakota, all have great associations. So So I would say yes, but remembering that these things are, in many cases, new programs, certainly new to some of these bankers. We can't expect them to know everything, but I'll tell you, I'm not surprised, but continuously marvel at how well our institutions are keeping up with this. But when all else fails, also feel free to call my shop, and we'll get in touch, in some cases all the way up to the Deputy Secretary of the Treasury, or the, you know, Federal Reserve President in Minneapolis, or even in Washington, when we'll try to help them work through it.
Where you have questions, there are answers, because it's understandable if you're saying, wow, what, which one is for me and how does it work? And even some, as you alluded to earlier, the rules are changing on after the fact because of some bad actors, which we can talk about when we come back. All right, let's see.
Sure.
Who's waiting to go here? Rudy in New Salem, Dan in Fargo, Tom in Washburn, David in San Francisco wants to talk about local food production. I think we know a little bit better about
it. I love it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, even if it's with a friend from San Francisco. And others waiting to weigh in here on the program, stacked up, ready to go. Text, welcome, 367-2054, 226-8503, or call us at 271-1100.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Back then, it's Saturday night, stealing cold beer and cigarettes at a house we didn't know. When our vintage clothes.
That's the new one from Keith Urban I was talking about earlier, Polaroid.
Wow, is that great?
The video's good too, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, I saw, Chris and I saw Keith Urban at, we went just before it would have been outlawed. We went to the shooting of the Garth Brooks receiving an award from the Library of Congress, and National Public Television did a big show of it, and Keith Urban opened the show actually with Garth Brooks, and then he sang a Garth Brooks song. Well, he sang whatever, I can't remember them all, but anyway, he is so good. Keith Urban's so great. Yeah,
I am a Keith Urban fan too. Almost as much of a fan of Keith Urban as I am of My Pillows. And I want to tell you folks that right now is your best time ever to buy My Pillows. In fact, they'll even finance them. You know, if you're a little worried about, kind of stretching the expenses out a little, they finance all orders over $200 now. So you can load up for Christmas, get set on buy one, get one deals on the My Pillow pillows, on My Pillow towels, on the My Pillow Giza Dream Sheets, everything. All you do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Scott, and you'll get the deals, or call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Okay, last question before we go to these calls, related to the Paycheck Protection Program. I have a directive that came from a well-known CPA firm to its clients that said basically, warning folks, they're changing the rules after the game. And they're quite critical of the federal government for doing this. And the gist of this seems to me they're adding rules that say if you didn't need this money, if you could get money from other places, then, you know, we can come back and get it. Well, that was never the rules before this, right? It was, do you want a program that will allow you to pay your people during a very difficult time and have a good chunk of that refunded or basically forgiven? And not even be alone. Anyway, the rules are changing now. That's the bottom line. So can Stephen Mnuchin do this? Can he change the rules? And what advice do you have to businesses in North Dakota that took this money under one set of rules that now have changed?
Well, first of all, from what I know of the North Dakota borrowers, so few of them would be in the category that directive talks about, and evidently there's somebody, or they wouldn't have sent out this warning. Where the rules have changed a little bit is just a higher emphasis on this is intended for people who actually need it. And as I said earlier, the vast majority of the North Dakota companies that have borrowed from PPP have 10 or fewer employees. The average loan is $140,000, far from the directive he's referring to, or that he or she is referring to, is if you borrow $2 million or more, there will be an audit. If you have liquidity opportunities other places, you should exhaust those before you come to the Paycheck Protection Program. The Paycheck Protection Program, I don't know that the rules have changed as much as there's been more and more emphasis on the eligibility side of it for forgiveness, especially as it relates to how badly did you need this. And I would say this. I do think that the goal line has been moved. There's no question. And it continues to be as the money gets rolled out. And part of it is because there have been a few pretty high profile questionable actors, such as the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, the LA Lakers, I think, were eligible for the loan that they got. They just didn't, quote, need it to keep people employed. So that's one of the more high profile ones. I think if there was more money, in other words, if there was like an unlimited amount, probably some of these tightening of the reins, if you will, of the rules would not have happened. But I can give you just maybe a hypothetical example in North Dakota. So let's say that you're an agribusiness organization, an agribusiness company. You do business with agriculture. You're not the farmer, but you're in the supply chain. You have access to capital. You could go to your bank and borrow some more. Maybe you're a public company. And I think, by the way, I think the first wave of this was aimed more at public companies, you know, that have maybe private equity opportunities. But what you don't know is how the rest of your value chain is going to be affected by COVID-19. Just because you can get equity doesn't mean you'll be in good standing, say, in September at harvest time. And so I think some of these are tougher. I think some of these are tricky and tougher calls. I do think that the awareness to, hey, you know, just know there's going to be some scrutiny if you get up there into the mid to upper millions, realizing 10 million is the cap. That's probably not necessarily all that bad. I don't know that the rules have, quote, technically changed, but certainly some of the guidance you know, some of the
The question I'm concerned about is this one: did you have access to other sources of financing at the time of application? Well, that's a broad question, right? I mean, every one of us gets a letter in the mail every day from somebody saying, "Hey, I'll give you all the money you want for 20% interest," right? So that's access to financing. I mean, you might have a credit line, but you don't want to draw down your credit line. You know, whereas if the program is intended to say, hey, pay your people for 8 weeks and we're going to end up granting you that dollar so you can keep your employees, that's a well-intended program. That's very different than saying, did you have access to capital or not? Because you could do this yourself. Well, yeah, but then I got to draw down my capital. I don't know what the 8 weeks after that 8 weeks are going to bring. You know, so it seems to be a question that's a bit of a poison pill to add late in the game.
I don't know. I think when it comes to shepherding the taxpayer dollars, you know, when you're on the receiving end, you like liberal rules, and when you're on the taxpaying end, you want more strict rules. And one of the things, remember I said up front, one of the things about a program that gets passed very quickly and gets rolled out very quickly and it's very popular, here's the alternative. The alternative would have been to take the time to do an entire public hearing, to do a public comment period, which is what you'd normally would do with something like this, to come up with the rules. And then, of course, that means, you know, you make yourself available to litigation. And then at the end of all that, you'll have some ironclad rules that won't be easily litigated. And then it's too late. We've lost our economy. So, that's sort of the done. No, I'm not necessarily making excuses as much as I'm explaining why I think some of these things have been changing. Scott, what I'm going not to do is guess on how strict the audits will be, how tough the scrutiny will be, how aggressive the enforcement will be in coming after people who said they, you know, didn't have access to other money only to find out that they had a credit card application, you know, pre-approved credit card application in their mailbox. I don't know, but I can tell you that there will be a certain number of congressmen and members of Congress, House and Senate, who will scrutinize that enforcement process as much as they scrutinize anything. So there'll be a lot of advocates, you know, in Washington on behalf of borrowers.
All right.
But we also don't want to just throw money out the door and let, you know, everybody just take it whether they need it or not either.
A couple of important issues, obviously, on issues important to a lot of employers in North Dakota that we've got a little more clarity on. Thanks to Senator Kramer on that I wanted to pass along, and also just what programs are out there, what has changed. So important stuff. I want to get to the calls now as well. Rudy in New Salem, hang tight. You're first to come when we come after the break here. Okay, Rudy's first up. And we'll just keep going right down the line to Dan in Fargo and Tom in Washburn. A texter here says, a friend of mine in Jamestown has a dad who's been dead for a year and a half. He received a check, but my wife and myself have received nothing. You know, those little checks are going to happen. I assume they're talking about the checks related to the one-time payment. We'll ask Senator Kramer about that, too, coming up.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, former Vice President and former Senator Joe Biden, says sexual assault allegations against him from the 1990s simply are not true.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Biden speaking there on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Tara Reid, a former Senate aide who worked in Biden's office, claims claims that he assaulted her in 1993. Several coronavirus-related protests are planned in New York City today. One will involve people who are angry about business closures and other restrictions. That's expected to happen at noon at City Hall Park in Lower Manhattan, where they'll call on the state to reopen. Meanwhile, a rent protest is planned outside Governor Andrew Cuomo's Manhattan office. And this is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way.
Who here has played that song when it was new?
I've always got
like right out of the shelf, Charlie Pride, new song. Not a classic. A new one.
Not new. I played it, but not when it was new.
No. What year did it come out?
Oh, man.
Because I think I played it new.
72, probably, I guess.
Good morning.
I don't think I was on the air when I was 8.
No, it was later than that. Later 70s.
I think so, too. Yeah.
I love Charlie Pride. Still love Charlie Pride.
Yeah. They don't make them like Charlie Pride anymore. That's for sure. Back on What's On Your Mind, let's get to the calls for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Rudy, thanks for waiting in beautiful New Salem.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good morning.
First of all, I'd like to compliment you and thank you for being true to yourself and being true to us North Dakotans. It seems like so many times when they elect somebody and they get to Washington, their whole perspective on life changes and yours has, and I do appreciate that.
Thank you.
And I am concerned about one thing, though, and that is the way the meat packers and Senator Perdue and that whole side has the picture that they've portrayed to President Trump isn't the whole picture by any means. They're making it sound like everything's great, but it really isn't. And I think it really would be good if you could talk to President Trump and have him call the manager there at Fort Pierre Livestock. Scott has his number. He could hook you guys up. He needs to talk to some grassroots people out here that he gets our perspective, because when the feedlots are losing money every day and the packers are making from $1,600 to $1,800 per animal they're slaughtering, there's something wrong with that picture. And it seems like that isn't being addressed in this whole thing. And if we lose our producers, we've lost our food supply. And nobody seems to be caring about that side of it. I know President Trump thinks he's got it fixed, but I think it's a long way from being fixed. But it's because he's going by the information that Senator Perdue and Tyson and them are feeding him, and they're just feeding what's good for their side. He needs to talk to somebody out here, and Scott has the number there for this fellow down at Fort Pierre, and I've listened to him talk. He knows what he's doing. So that's my suggestion. If you would do that, I would appreciate it.
No, thank you, Rudy, for that. And I want to give folks a little bit of an update, because one thing I did say to President Trump, probably 2 weeks, maybe a little over 2 weeks ago now, he called me and he said, what in the world is going on in South Dakota? And that this, of course, was when there was the large spike in coronavirus cases as a result of the Smithfield plant in Sioux Falls, where some like 500 people tested positive. And I said, well, and I told him about Smithfield, but I said, do you realize, Mr. President, that's like the largest pork processing plant in the country? Smithfield is the largest pork company in the world, and Smithfield is one of four packers in the United States that make up 85% of the marketing of all of our livestock and our meat and protein in this country. And I said, did you realize Smithfield's owned by the Chinese? And his immediate response was, I am getting tired of the Chinese. And he didn't know that. And that's not a surprise. You can't know all of these things. We out here take it for granted, right? So we actually did have a little discussion. I said, you know, part of why you were elected, in fact, I said a major reason you were elected president was because you were always concerned about and you warned us about the vulnerability of our supply chains in various industries, particularly to the Chinese. But to foreign countries in general, and that includes now pharmaceuticals, so, you know, personal protective equipment, and obviously now oil and gas, and certainly food. And so I actually broached the topic with him a few weeks ago on the phone just today. By the way, and let me back up a little bit more too. I signed on to a letter with Senator Rounds as well as some legislation with him, but particularly a letter calling for an investigation, not just by the USDA, which they have done and are doing an investigation with regard to the plant, you know, that had the fire down in Kansas and price fixing and collusion, things like that. But we've also got DOJ now that we've asked to do one. Here's the problem with DOJ is we've never been able to get a straight answer out of them because once the Department of Justice starts investigating these things, they can't talk about it. All they can do is neither confirm or deny. However, we did get a call last night that DOJ officials have been contacting North Dakota company and North Dakota companies about the difference between the box price and the price that the cattle price, the price that the rancher is getting. So at the minimum, we know the DOJ is looking at the issue because they've been calling into Sale Barn in North Dakota to get some information. So that's where we are today on some of this. But boy, if this COVID-19 pandemic has, you know, it's illustrated lots of things. But one of the things it has put in very sharp focus is, of course, the vulnerability of our supply chain. So, well, here's what I think, and I'd be interested in your feedback, Rudy. I think we need to have much more localized, regionalized distribution of the services of processing meat. I think any time you create such concentration that you have four companies making up 85% of the processing, and two of those companies are foreign-owned. One is Chinese. The other one, by the way, is, of course, Brazil. And Brazil is one of our largest competitors in the livestock industry. So you're exactly right, I think. But maybe the president would you know, even sharpen his focus more if he heard from real people on the ground as opposed to just his advisors.
Well, I'm glad to hear that it's being worked on. You need to go back to the people that are producing because, well, for an example, now, rather than euthanize all these hogs, wouldn't it have been smarter for the government to fund the feeding of these hogs rather than have the burden be on the producer? I mean, buy the corn, give it to the producer, have them keep the hogs alive so when these things break up, we haven't killed off our food supply. I mean, where do we think this food's going to come from if we have all these hogs dead? It's not like we haven't needed them. And I just don't understand that logic. Rather, you know, it makes no sense. Feed them. And the government, you know, the government's bailing everybody else out. Why not buy some feed for the hog producers and say, here, we're going to feed them for the next 6 weeks?
That's a good point. In fact, that's the point that I think the president would understand clearly because, you know, again, he's from Manhattan, right? So, the idea of how you keep, critters alive, beyond their sort of profitable margin or profitable weight, is not intimately known to him. But you're right, probably for not all that much compared to other things that we're spending money on,
One idea is the dollars set aside in the most recent USDA relief package that had money for food banks, and use those dollars to to you know, save that pork. Good point, Rudy. Appreciate all the call. Sounds to me, though, like you're saying, Senator Kramer, that we've often wondered, you know, if the investigation into the unfair trade practices were robust enough, right, that they were actually rolling up their sleeves and doing it. You're not having to rely on trust of whether or not you believe it or not. You're seeing the actual results of the investigation.
Well, like I said, we got a call just last night from a sale barn in North Dakota. And I'll sort of leave it at that. But and the call was that they've been contacted by Department of Justice investigators relating to this, to what we requested.
Yeah, well,
and that is to look at how is it that the price at the box price going to the supermarket goes up while the price that the rancher gets goes down.
That's...
And this is the problem with concentrated market power. It's why it's important that we save oil and gas industry in North Dakota. Because what we don't want are half a dozen multinational companies, because what happens then is suddenly our energy independence isn't really independence. Capital follows the big guys, and the big guys follow where they can get the best return on their dollar, and the consideration of America's national security goes out the window. And the same is true of food.
Let's go to Dan in Fargo. Next for Senator Kevin Kramer. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. Nice call here. I liked that last round because you had a solution there on the horizon. That was an excellent call, very educational. My question is why can't we now, with these huge trillions being given out and we realize it's all deficit, that
yes.
We have to start doing housekeeping on what I call the problem of intergovernmental taxation. That is the fact that the local governments of county, city, townships, the school district especially, municipal employees, mm-hmm. are covered since the early 60s by Social Security. But they forgot when they agreed to that the employer has to match that. So what you have in net effect is that the school district and the city of Fargo have to fork over the payroll deduction for Social Security in a matching amount.
Right.
That amounts to millions and millions of dollars a month. And I wonder if that couldn't be cleaned up a bit, because the Federalist essays wrote, and Madison, Hamilton, and Jay expressly said, one unit of government should have no power to tax another without some kind of exclusivity agreement. But when Fargo and North Dakota back in the 60s, signed that Title 218, they agreed to submit local government to federal taxes. People didn't realize that Social Security was meant to be a matching one by the employer. So just briefly here, in a nutshell, it means then that local government has to come up with millions in a federal tax. And that's a nightmare. They usually turn to the property tax or some kind of excise taxes. But I think we ought to limit Social Security enrollment and think about that for the future. But it would require agreement between Washington and the state of North Dakota. You understand anything I'll say? Many, many states, 19 of them, never agreed to it. And they have, guess what, far lower educational expenses and property taxes as a result.
Wow. Dan, that's I have to noodle that one around a little bit. I would say this much about North Dakota. We have a lot of levels of taxation. I mean, when I was economic development director, I commissioned a competitive study. And one of the things we found out is that North Dakota, one of the things that's very unattractive to investment in North Dakota was the fact that we allow so many levels of government to tax us. And a lot of that is, of course, property taxes. Of course, there's also local sales taxes, things like that. But when we go all the way down to the school board level, park districts, townships, whatnot, we've created lots of layers of taxation, and that can come in great conflict with what the founders had in mind and Federalists had in mind, with that our country would be made up of United States, and that states would have a lot more control at the state level, and that's where the relationship with the federal government would reside. But I have to think a lot more about the double taxation really that comes with government employees at the local level.
Dan, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Tom Washburn.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Everyday Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions, including the Bergstead Farm Equipment Estate Auction near Volterra, North Dakota, featuring an exceptional line of John Deere tractors and combines, Tempty grain trailers, and a lifetime collection of guns. Piper's is also featuring retirement and estate auctions in Rolette, Tuttle, Gladstone, Bismarck, Robinson, Dagmar, and Belfouche, offering farm, ranch, and construction equipment, and a large selection of guns and ammo. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
GMC committed to the health and well-being of their employees and customers. They are open for business. They understand the importance of reliable transportation and continue to provide the products and services you need. Meanwhile, they've taken extra precautions in both sales and service to help keep you safe. If you're not comfortable coming in, you can purchase or lease over the phone or online. They'll even come right to you. Shop, click, drive at SchwanBuickGMC.com. 0% APR for 84 months plus 120-day deferred payments with approved credit. Or if you have a vehicle that needs service, ask about their pickup and delivery options as well. Family-owned, community-driven, we care, we're here to help. We will get through this together. SchwanBuickGMC.com.
I asked you, I think I mentioned a text message from a listener related to you know, somebody that had passed away getting a check, but him and his wife not getting a check. Any advice for folks that have not yet received their direct payment checks from the IRS or the Treasury?
These people getting them, that has been happening. Not a ton, but it's been happening. Certainly don't endorse the check. They're coming up with a process for getting some of that stuff straightened out and getting the money back. If it's been directly deposited, of course, just leave it alone. But you can still go online. If it is irs.gov, or where's my check or something like that, maybe we can get that out. It's probably on my website. We do have a website dedicated specifically to COVID-19 questions. But they should be getting closer to getting toward the end of it. There was a priority system put in place, and I don't remember what it was all based on, but if you haven't gotten it, it's not because you're not going to get it. But you can actually check the progress of your personal check or direct deposit on their website.
And another one says, Senator Kramer, my elderly parents were sent a COVID check made out to Mr. and Mrs. Jones. My father passed away a month ago. I'd like to know how to proceed with the check. Do I cash it? If I send it back, will my mother be issued another check? Please advise.
That's a tougher one. We want to check on that one. Let's check on that one. You should not have to send all of it back. That seems unnecessary. But maybe, you know, let's check on that, because that's a pretty tough one. If it's one check for the two people, because I suppose they filed jointly, so that's what they have in their record is a joint filing, so it was probably, you know, double. I wouldn't send it back, but I also don't think I'd cash it just yet.
David,
let us work on that.
David in San Francisco had a question on local food production for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, all the way back to, I guess it's Wizard of Oz or something like that. People have known, William Jennings Bryant was complaining about the Chicago Board of Trade dealing with the commodity prices and cheating the farmers. So, America was brought together with taxation, with representation. And it's pretty obvious right now that the people that don't pay taxes, these big corporations, are getting representation without paying taxes. So we've got representation without taxation. And then, as you were just talking about these stipend checks that still haven't gotten here, you know, he promised those checks 2 months ago, and they still haven't gotten here. So what's this all about with the representation without taxation?
So there was a lot of issues. With regard to the vast majority of the money has gone out. The first 80 million of them went out the first in one week's time. Of course, those were the easy ones. Those were the ones where you had all the information, Social Security number, and more importantly, direct deposit information. Since then, it's been sort of in tranches. But with regard to your larger issue, it's not so much about representation, because I'd say everybody has representation. The problem is the representation isn't probably as appropriate as it ought to be, and that's why we have elections every 2 years, and it's why I come on the radio for a couple of hours every week and try to answer people's questions, because to me it's not so much not having representation. It might be the bad representation, and given where you live, I'd say there's a pretty good chance of that. But to your point, though, in North Dakota, actually, the reason we have a state-owned bank and the reason we have a state-owned elevator and the reason that populism is still, you know, still has a streak throughout even our more conservative approach in North Dakota is because of the very thing you're raising. Our history is rich. In fact, there's a chimney of a burned down meatpacking plant out in Medora, North Dakota that was home to Theodore Roosevelt as well as the Marquis de Maury who built that meatpacking plant. So we have a long history of populism out here in
that is amazing when you think about it. Another texter wants to know if you think Joe Biden will be the nominee and how he's handling this latest allegation of sexual impropriety.
Well, he's handling that terribly, and so is his party, and it's a very, very clumsy, obviously very clumsy response, and the hypocrisy is so rich you can hardly imagine anything better. So will he be the nominee? Listen, I don't put anything past them. Just because he's got all the votes, you know, nailed down, and he's won all the, you know, more than enough primaries, and he's got everybody's endorsement, in fact every woman that ever wanted to be president seems to be on his side, I wouldn't bet on him ending up being their nominee. This is a tough one for him to describe, and he didn't describe it very well. I read the transcript, and, you know, the fact that not only does he denies the charges, which I completely understand, who wouldn't, but he also wants to make sure his records remain closed at the university in Delaware so that nobody can go through them. And why? He said because he doesn't want to be held accountable for public policy positions that he took that would be revealed in these records. It's just crazy.
Seems to be a double standard on how these situations are handled, if you ask me. Further evidence that we have lack of journalism. Just basic, simple, common sense journalism in the media. A lot of bias there.
Oh, is there?
Wow. Have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for the time, Senator. We appreciate it. Myron and Crosby.
You best, thank you.
Myron and Crosby.
Get my payment. Get my payment at IRS.gov. Get my
Ryan
payment.
Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.